call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And what's it like over in Australia?
Freezing.
Is it?
Basically.
I never put Australia and freezing together.
Well, maybe as soon as it drops below 20, we all tend to start panicking.
What else is being panicked over in Australia? Because there's always something. I love crossing the ditch and hearing what's going on in Australia. It's always exciting.
Yeah, well, I guess the most recent thing is last night the New South Wales government was debating a bill to create safe access zones for women visiting abortion clinics, and I think that passed at about 11 p.m. last night.
Wow. So what's the thoughts? What is everybody thinking?
Sorry?
What is everybody thinking?
Well, it's sort of, a lot of people are saying that it's really necessary for the freedom of women accessing these clinics. Not everyone going there will be getting an abortion, but many people have said that going there, they've felt harassed, they've been abused by people who stand out there and try and change people's minds.
Mm.
But on the other hand, people are saying that this bill sort of restricts freedom of speech and is too broad, and that people might be imprisoned for things that really are just protecting freedom of speech.
Right. And I'm seeing that Barnaby Joyce has inserted himself into this conversation.
Yeah. So we spoke last week about him doing his tell-all interview, mm-hmm. and during that interview his partner said that members of Barnaby's Conservative Party had told her to get an abortion.
Yeah.
And at that point, Barnaby said, well, he was not against it. Well, he was definitely against abortion, but it wasn't on him to force his opinions on others. And yesterday, he was ringing around his party trying to make sure as many National MPs voted to keep people harassing abortion, people accessing abortion clinics. He was trying to influence that vote as much as he could. So a bit of hypocrisy there that people aren't super happy about.
Yeah. And how is he still even in government?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's supposed to be on break at
yeah.
the moment. But it's going to be interesting to see whether he gets re-elected next time, considering everything that's happened.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Oh, dear. He's just about in every week we talk about him. He could
yeah,
be his
basically.
Own reality TV show.
I mean, he
TV
was
show.
Briefly a New Zealander.
Yeah, well, that's true. Blame it on that. I would too. I'm seeing that also a drop in housing prices is a cause for concern at the moment, because banks are saying it's lasting a little bit longer than what has been expected.
Yeah, so house prices have been dropping for about 9 months now, which is quite a while considering we talk quite a bit about how expensive houses are pretty much across Australia and especially in Sydney. And the banks were saying that it should have stabilised by now, but it's actually keeping going. Prices still dropping, they're dropping even faster, and they're still saying that it's going to stabilize maybe in a few months, but it is a bit of a concern for people who are kind of expecting that while house prices are so high at the moment and people are starting to give up on home ownership, that eventually it's going to lead to a housing crash.
And there is quite a lot of younger people that are worried about this, isn't there? I mean, same as in New Zealand, where this sort of younger generation is looking forwards and thinking, I wonder if I'll ever be able to afford a house.
Absolutely. I think home ownership is really not something that's on the cards for a lot of young people. They really just don't believe that they're going to be able to, I guess, get the financial security to even think about saving up for a deposit, especially because we really don't know how long house prices are going to be at this level and whether they're just going to crash as soon as anyone from our generation invests in property.
I mean, I'm thinking a camper van is the best bet.
Yeah,
buy a camper van.
Why not?
Not have to
we have a lot
deposit.
Of space in Australia.
Exactly. Also, the cast of a US Netflix show, Queer Eye, has created a bit of a media storm because they're coming all the way to Australia.
Yeah. I love this story. Are you familiar with the show Queer Eye?
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's a reboot of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in America, and it's basically five incredibly gay guys going and visiting very sort of macho men and making over their entire lives. And so we quite like this show in Australia. We had a version of it, I think, about 10 years ago. And because they're very stereotypical, their big sort of catchphrase that a lot of them say is, yes, queen.
Right.
And so because of that, in promotional material for the second season, the five guys have travelled all the way to Australia and driven out into the middle of nowhere to a town called Yass, so that the mayor could crown them.
Interesting. There is also a Yass Island in Abu Dhabi. So I'm curious. I wonder why they didn't go there. Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon that they may have felt that Yass in Australia was a little bit more likely to welcome them.
This could be true. And so they've filmed a mini episode there.
Yeah. So they've met with one of the men in that town, and they've done a makeover of him, and they've done a makeover of a pub over there. And it's just a really nice story because, I mean, given that we've just recently had a marriage plebiscite, you sort of look at regional Australia as being the sort of homophobic area, but this is actually an area that had a much higher percentage of yes voters than the national average.
Oh, awesome. Well, I have to go and check the show out. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel, and we will chat to you again next week.
All right, see you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.